Welcome back. Today we're doing one of the most instant pro tricks in drum and bass arrangement, delay throw automation. If you've ever heard a snare, a vocal chop, or a synth stab suddenly splash into space right at the end of a phrase, and then the mix snaps back to tight and clean, that's a throw. And the reason it sounds so polished is because the delay is only happening at specific moments, not all the time. In Ableton Live, the cleanest beginner-friendly way to do this is with a return track, and then we automate the send level, so we're basically saying, only this hit, right here, gets fed into the delay. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a reusable DNB delay throw return that you can use on snares, vocals, stabs, whatever. And you'll also know where to place throws so they feel like intentional phrase markers instead of random noise. Alright, let's build it. First, pick one throw source. Keep this simple at the start. The classic choice is the snare, especially for rolling two-step DNB. Vocals are also amazing for jungle or dance floor, and synth stabs work great in techie rollers. But for now, choose one main element. If you try to throw everything while you're learning, it gets messy fast and you won't know what to fix. Now create a return track. Use the shortcut Command-Option-T on Mac or Control-Alt-T on Windows. You'll see a new return appear. Rename it to something obvious like a delay throw. The point is, later, when you're arranging, you want to instantly recognize what that send is doing. Leave audio to set to master. That's fine. Here's the big idea of using a return. Your dry signal stays punchy and upfront, and you only send little splashes of it into the delay. That keeps your drums clean, while still giving your arrangement movement. Now let's build the return chain. On the return track, drop an echo. If you don't have echo or you prefer something simpler, you can use delay, but echo is perfect for this. Set sync on, because we want the repeats to lock to the grid and groove with the beat. Set the time to 1/4 note to start. 1/4 is a great general throw timing. You'll hear it clearly, it creates space, and it's easy to understand. If your track is really rolling and fast, you can switch to 1/8 later. Feedback. Aim somewhere around 35 to 55%. Start around 45. This is a sweet spot where you get a tail, but it doesn't just keep repeating forever. Now an important one. Set dry slash wet to 100% on the return. This is one of the most common beginner mistakes. If your return isn't wet only, you'll double up the dry signal and your snare will suddenly feel louder and weird and kind of facey. On a return, we generally want effect only. Also, for now, turn off extra character stuff like wobble and noise. Those can be cool later, but we're building a clean, dependable throw first. Next, an auto filter after echo. Set it to high pass mode. This is the don't ruin your mix device. In drum and bass, low end is sacred, and delays love to smear low mids if you let them. Set the high pass frequency somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. Start at about 300. Keep resonance low, roughly around 0.7 to 1.2. We're not trying to make a whistling filter, we're just cleaning mud. After that, add saturator. This is a classic trick. It makes repeats feel present and audible without you having to crank the return volume. Set drive to about 2 to 6 dB. Start around 3 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then adjust the output so the return isn't suddenly way louder when it hits. Keep an eye on the return track meter. That meter is your truth. Optional, you can add a subtle reverb at the end if you want extra width and tail. Keep it light. Something like 0.8 to 1.8 seconds decay. High cut somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. And only 10 to 20% wet. Drum and bass need space, but it also needs punch. Reverb is seasoning, not the main course. So your chain is echo, then auto filter, then saturator, and then maybe reverb. Cool. Now let's actually send something into it. Go to your snare track and find the send a knob. Start with it all the way down at minus infinity. Play your loop, and just for a second, manually turn send a up so you can hear what this return sounds like. As a rough guide, a light throw might be around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. A noticeable throw might sit around minus 12 to minus 6. And a big moment can go from minus 6 up toward 0, but be careful, because delay plus saturation can jump out fast. Once you've confirmed the return is working, we automate it. This is the whole technique. Switch to arrangement view if you're not already there. Press tab to toggle between session and arrangement. Click the snare track so you're focused on it. Then press it to show automation lanes. In the automation chooser, find the snare track parameter for sends. Then select a delay throw. Now you're looking at automation for that send level over time. Here's the rule. Keep it at minus infinity most of the time. Then for a throw moment, you do a quick ramp up right on that hit, and immediately drop it back down after. A super common DNB placement, throw the last snare of every four bars. It acts like punctuation. It tells the listener, new phrase just ended, next phrase is coming. When you draw the automation, think of a tiny triangle shape, a fast rise, then a fast fall. That triangle is feeding the delay for just a moment, so the return only catches that snare, not the whole drum groove. Now a coach tip that makes this feel cleaner. Don't always start the ramp exactly on the transient. If the send jumps up right on the snare hit, sometimes the delay feels slightly late, like it didn't fully grab the crack of the snare. So zoom in, and try starting that ramp just a few milliseconds before the hit. Tiny move. You're basically pre-opening the send so the transient gets captured cleanly. This one change can make your throws feel way more professional. Another coach tip, if you ever hear clicks or zipper noise, it's usually because your automation is too vertical. Don't do an instant spike from minus infinity to minus 10. This audio version is shortened for playback.